Good morning, everybody. I've been ending my letters to you this summer with the assurance that I pray for you that very day. And as I was doing so earlier this morning, my primary thought was to pray that the Lord would keep your heart at rest today, that he would keep you bound up in his peace. And I suppose the reason for doing that is not only because the Lord's Day is coming tomorrow and that's the way to best prepare, but also because this is the 4th of July. And we're so grateful for all of the mercies that we experience because of the freedom that we have in this country. And we celebrate today. There'll be happy family and picnic times. But of course, because of the state of our country at this time, our hearts are also filled with dismay. And the very moment of our celebration can be the moment that revives the thought of all of the troubles that are upon us. So I want to begin this morning by calling our attention to something that the Apostle Peter says in the first chapter of his first letter to us, when he says that it is necessary for us to be distressed by various trials. It's necessary. This distress today is necessary. It's hard to believe, isn't it? But he goes on and explains that this is how the genuineness of our faith is displayed. The New American Standard Bible uses the word proof, the proof of your faith or the genuineness or authenticity of it is displayed through this testing. And someday it will result in praise and glory and honor to the Lord himself when Jesus Christ is revealed. With that as the backdrop, I want to read to you a few paragraphs from the writings of George Mueller, who, as you know, sustained thousands of orphans by prayer alone without any public solicitation for funds. Mueller was a man who not only learned a great deal about walking by faith, but who felt that it was his life's calling to display this for the sake of timid Christians who were having trouble trusting God. You'll have to listen closely to these paragraphs because there are various points to them that would be easy to miss. I'll try to stress them as we come to them. But I hope that this will be strengthening to us today and really prepare us for not only going through this day bound up in the peace of God, but also preparing us to really be able to rejoice in him tomorrow on the first day of the week. Mueller writes, "Where faith begins, worry ends. Where worry begins, faith ends." Ponder these words of the Lord Jesus. Only believe. As long as we are able to do that and hold fast in our heart that he is able and willing to help those who rest on the Lord Jesus, our hearts will remain calm and peaceful. It's only when we practically let go of faith in his power or his love that we lose our peace and become troubled. This very day, I'm in a great trial in connection with the work in which I'm engaged. And yet my soul was calmed and quieted by the remembrance of God's power and love. And I said to myself this morning, as David encouraged himself in Jehovah his God when he returned to Ziklag, so I will encourage myself in God. And the result was peace of soul. It's the very time for faith to work when sight ceases. The greater the difficulties, the easier it is for faith. As long as there remain certain natural prospects, faith doesn't get on very easily, if I may say so. The Lord gives faith for the very purpose of trying it for the glory of his own name and for the good of him who has it. And it's by that trial that we not only obtain blessing to our souls by becoming the better acquainted with God, but it's by that exercise that faith is strengthened. And so Mueller says, and I wonder if we're ready to receive this now, that if we really walk with God in any measure of uprightness of heart, the trials of faith will be greater and greater. Now stop and think about that for a moment. If we walk with God in any measure of uprightness of heart, the trials of faith will be greater and greater, not lesser and lesser. We think it's the opposite. But what Mueller had found was this, that it's through those exercises that we become better acquainted with God, which he so desires, and our faith in him is strengthened, so we glorify him more. So what would you expect? If you become better acquainted with him and your faith is being strengthened to glorify him more, then he's going to send greater and greater trials to exercise so that those blessed results take place. Mueller also observes, when people say that they trust in God, but really they don't, then God sometimes takes them at their word. They say they trust in him, so he takes them at their word, and he tries them. And then they see that they don't really confide in him. On the other hand, he says, if our trust in the Lord is real, then the help truly comes. According unto thy faith, the Lord said, be it unto thee. And then he relates something here that I think we can all identify with. He talks about something that was a deep sorrow to him. And it was that after all those years and so many times of encouraging people about these points, trying to display to them through what was happening in the orphan houses that God is a living God and that he answers prayers today just as he did for Bible characters. He says there are still so many people who would simply explain what was happening in those orphan houses as being due to natural causes. They would have explanations for things that the answers to prayer that came just in the nick of time were coincidence, or that it was human sympathy that lay behind people's giving and not so much because they had been stirred up by God. Mueller says that was a deep sorrow to him, as if God was not a living God, as if in former ages he answered prayer, but that in the 19th century, that is the 1800s, we don't really look to God to answer prayer like that. God's intention would really be that we move, be more practical than that. That's a terrible thing to take possession of our minds. How dismissive of God and his eternality and his presence always that is. Folks, we do not want to let our minds and hearts slip into that kind of thinking. Check that as soon as that begins to happen. Let the God of Elijah, and Elijah prayed, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, let the God of Elijah and the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, let the God of the apostles and the God of the George Muellers be your God today, and believe in your heart that he will answer your prayers, that it's necessary today that you be distressed by various trials, and that he wants to prove himself to you. I'll read just a little more. Mueller said, though all believers in the Lord Jesus are not called upon to establish orphan houses and schools for poor children and trust in God for the means, yet all believers are called upon to cast all their care on him who cares for them and not to be anxiously concerned about anything. Mueller says, the Lord is not limited. He can again supply. And this way of living, he says, has often been the means of reviving grace in my heart when I've been getting cold. And it's been the means of bringing me back again to the Lord after I've been backsliding. Now think of that, Mueller himself acknowledging, in the midst of all of his building those orphan homes and trusting God and praying and seeing supply, he had his times of backsliding. And he says a fresh trial of his faith was the Lord's means of recovering him for that. And he goes on and says this, and I'll close with it. It will not do. It's not possible to live in sin. and at the same time the communion with God to draw down from heaven everything that you need for your life right now. So he says, answer to prayer, obtained in the right way, has been the means of quickening my soul and of filling me with great joy. Maybe today, on this 4th of July, when all of the troubles come to mind, the Lord will quicken in us a great running to Him immediately, that our faith may be strengthened and we may become better acquainted with Him. May the Lord bless us today and grant us this grace.